Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Number of the papers going with Jadi Christine Pereira Rosa on the front page again today. The Irish Daily Star, killer hubby takes own life. The Irish Daily Mirror, couples murder suicide horror. The man suspected of murdering his Brazilian wife was found dead hours after she was killed. And the Irish Sun, light of my life, a murder victim's sister has told of her heartache at losing the light of my life. This is Pollyanna Graca, who says she's suffering the greatest pain I've ever felt after learning Jadi Christine Pereira Rosa was killed in Limerick on Friday. And as we heard yesterday, her former husband is understood to have murdered her before taking his life. Elsewhere, IFAC, the Fiscal Advisory Council, on the front pages. The Irish Examiner, spending budget will drive up prices. The government has been warned a large budget package will only drive up prices, and its plan to increase spending by 6% is not appropriate given the current state of the economy. And then the Irish Independent, out of control public spending risks fueling a permanently higher cost of living, the budget watchdog has warned. So the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says, actually, having a budget to try and reduce the cost of living, really, if you keep spending, could increase the cost of living. So more about that on the front of the Irish Independent. Of course, we do have a habit in this country of not really listening to anything that the Fiscal Advisory Council says, certainly when it comes to the budget. And officials in the Departments of Finance and Public Expenditure sometimes listen maybe to what they're saying, but don't take any heed of it or implement what the Fiscal Advisory Council says. And of course, the Fiscal Advisory Council doesn't have to get elected, but politicians do. Anyway, more about that on News Talk Breakfast. Irish Daily Mail, end the legal aid strike row. Pressure growing on Jim O'Callaghan. I'd argue there's more pressure on him over Oberstown than the legal aid row. But anyway, pressure is growing on Jim O'Callaghan, says the Mail, to end the legal aid strike after the mother of one of the boys who died in the M9 crash said that two hearings were adjourned due to a lack of legal representation. Sources are warning the Justice Minister that if the Justice Minister is linked to crimes committed by those who should otherwise be in jail as a result of the strike, it could be damaging to Jim O'Callaghan's career. Elsewhere inside the papers then, I see the Irish Independent are talking about weight loss and weight loss in men in particular. Stigma, embarrassment and pub culture all making it harder for overweight, obese Irish men to get help with their weight. This is a new survey by the makers of Ozempic, so they certainly have skin in the game with this survey. But the survey shows 3/4 of Irish men said they would discuss losing weight with their GP, but fewer than 1 in 3 have actually done so. 9 in 10 men surveyed believe people living with being overweight experience stigma, and 4 in 10 say being overweight and obesity are issues men struggle to talk about openly. I was in the doctor's yesterday for a checkup, and the first thing the doctor did, get the scales out and say, step up on those. So if you do go to your doctor, they are comfortable talking to you about it, but it's actually getting your foot in the door if you're a man and going to the doctor. Speaking of your health, very interesting research in the Irish Mirror about a coffee and the caffeine levels in coffee, because some chain store coffee contains as much caffeine as 4 cans of Red Bull. This is the consumer group which has been studying the caffeine content in your coffees, I suppose, you get in your high street stores. So they looked at lattes, espresso, cappuccino and filter coffee, Americano, flat white and matcha. And they looked at Cafe Nero, Costa, Greggs, Pret and Starbucks. And Costa had the strongest medium cappuccino, 325 milligrams of caffeine per cup. And that is the same as around 4 cans of Red Bull. And that's 3.5 times as much as a Starbucks cappuccino. So you think these are all the same. And yet the Costa one had 3.5 times as much caffeine as a Starbucks cappuccino. So you've been warned of that. Although I suspect if you're going in to buy coffee, you probably want caffeine in it. So maybe it won't be a huge shock to you. Now, I know a lot of people love playing their sort of Premier League fantasy football games with their devices. Well, now I see in the Star, you can do this and pretend to be a GAA manager now. So the Star says you probably know Football Manager, the simulation video game that lets you think you're the next Pep Guardiola. But now GAA fans are able to prove that they're cut from the same cloth as John Kiely or Andy Moran, because we have Irish Sport Manager, which is a new take on a video game, hoping for people. Well, basically, it wants to become the GAA's version of Football Manager, is what this article says. The game is described as: take a county in Ireland, name your 15 from the parishes that produce them, and answer to a board that remembers everything. That's how the game is described. You are the Banish Thor, says the website. So it's called Irish Sport Manager. They could do with calling it GAA Manager, I suppose, but it's going to cover all four codes. So it'll be football, hurling, camogie and ladies football. Final story, greeting cards. This is in the Eye. Writing greetings and messages in a wedding card proves problematic for many people. Almost a third of guests say their default is congratulations, because they can't think of anything else to say. The survey by Moonpig also found one in five of those surveyed suffer from writer's block when they have to write a wedding speech. Now, if you are looking for what to write in a wedding card, number one is good luck. That's according to what people surveyed say. And then it's about time, or some sort of joke about a long time they took to get married. As others give marriage or relationship advice. In fourth is a joke about who wears the trousers. Hilarious. In fifth is a joke about one's partner being out of the other's league. In sixth is I give it a year. Seventh is advice about having children. Eighth is a joke about the cost of the wedding. Ninth is a risque joke. And tenth is a joke about divorce. Now, unless you're sort of Michael McIntyre, I wouldn't be bothering with any of these. What I always do for a wedding card is I write, and I've done this at every single wedding I've gone to, I just write, wishing you both a lifetime of happiness and love. That's the easiest thing. Do we mean any of it? Probably not, but sure, it's something to say in the card. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.